Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is the last section of page 284. We are counting up to a much larger number. And if you could please rate and review this, share, subscribe, follow me on social media at DictionaryPod, send me an email, dictionarypod@gmail.com. Call the Google Voice number in the show notes if you want to call and leave a message. I will listen to it, and maybe I'll put it in an episode. You can write a little theme song. You can make a little sound effect. You can join the Patreon, and I think those are all the things. Okay, the first word is the third form of count, noun from the 15th century, a European nobleman whose rank corresponds to that of a British earl. And I guess maybe that one would be the one who likes to count numbers. Although that guy, he was like a vampire. He was Count, what was his name? Count, I don't remember. So this is from Latin comes, which means, I think it means companion, or one of the imperial court, and is from com plus ire, which means to go, and there's more at the word issue. So maybe they have to go to the court and deal with issues, and that's why they are called the count. In this episode, my sound effect is literally going to be counting. One. Next word is countable. Adjective from 1581. Capable of being counted. Especially capable of being put into one-to-one correspondence with the positive integers, as in a countable set. Countability is a noun, and countably is an adverb. Two. I hope I don't lose count. I probably will. Next word is countdown. One word. Noun from circa 1952. An audible backward counting in fixed units, as seconds, from an arbitrary starting number to mark the time remaining before an event. Also, preparations carried on during such a count. Countdown, two words, is also an intransitive verb. And, you know, we often, the New Year's Eve, we count down from 10. I think we should count down from a much, much larger number, so it's a very long countdown. When they're about to blast off a rocket, they count down. There's a theater place in Chicago called Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind, and I remembered that. I'm trying to remember the context. At the end of the show, they would do some sort of countdown, but it would be a new thing. Like somebody from the audience would yell out like a topic, a list of a category of things, like planets, say, and then they would count down the planets. But it was there was no like order. Nobody cared about the order, so everybody would just yell out whatever order they wanted. Saturn, Earth, Mercury, Jupiter. I think it was if they finished the show in under an hour, then they would count down at the end. I don't remember. Something. Okay, three. The next word is countenance. 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 First form, noun from the 13th century. Number one is obsolete. The synonyms are bearing and demeanor. 2a, calm expression. 2b, mental composure. 2c, synonyms are look and expression. 3 is archaic. 3A, synonyms are aspect and semblance. 3B, the synonym is pretense. 4, the synonyms are face and visage, V-I-S-A-G-E, especially the face as an indication of mood, emotion, or character. What is the countenance on your face? Do you have, what's the, your demeanor? Calm expression. Do you have a calm expression? What's your mental composure? Your look, your expression. It's all that. 5, bearing or expression that offers approval or sanction. Moral support. That's the last part of that definition. Let's see. This is from Middle Latin continentia, which is also from regular Latin, which maybe it's the same word. It means restraint. From the verb continere, continere, and that means to hold together. And there's more at the word contain. 4. Second form of countenance, transitive verb. Yeah, it's just transitive. From 1568, to extend approval or toleration to. And the synonym is sanction, as in refused to countenance any changes in the policy. Countenancer, that is a noun. 5. It is the first form of the word counter, noun from the 14th century. 1. A piece, as of metal or plastic, used in reckoning or in games. The counter, like reckoning? Not sure about that. I mean, there's the time counter. I don't know. 2, something of value in bargaining, and the synonym is asset. 3, a level surface, as a table, shelf, or display case, over which transactions are conducted or food is served or on which goods are displayed or work is conducted, as in jewelry counter, also as in a lunch counter. I think it's funny that they have to specify it's a level surface because, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't even think about saying, because of course it's a level surface. It would be pretty odd if it was not a level surface. If you're trying to, sometimes it might not be. If you need to, like, angle things depending on what it is, but, you know, a lunch counter, you want that to be level because you don't want the food sliding off. Okay, so there is a phrase, there's a couple of phrases. Let's see. Oh, okay, interesting. We'll get there. So the first phrase, it has two definitions. It is over the counter. 1, in or through a broker's office rather than through a stock exchange, as in stock bought over the counter. 2, without a prescription. And the synonym is drugs available over the counter. So if you hear that phrase, you can just get it over the counter. That means you don't need a doctor to give you a prescription for it. You can get it whenever you want. I have a feeling that, I mean, these days, I think I get confused by this because these days, the things that you get over the counter are the things that you do get a prescription for. You know, everything else you want is just on a shelf. You can go grab it. But I think back in the day, you had to go to, say, the pharmacist, and they would just give them to you. So that would technically be over the counter. I don't know. It's a little weird. I think it's an old school phrase, just like most of the phrases we use. The next phrase is under the counter. You can have things over and also under the counter. And this one means by surreptitious means. By surreptitious means. And then also in an illicit and private manner, as in workers being paid under the counter. I think another version of that would be under the table. I feel like that one might be a little bit more common. But yes, under the counter also, it's illicit, private, surreptitious. Okay, next word. I think I'm on 6 for my sound effect. This is the second form of counter, noun from the 14th century. one that counts, especially a device for indicating a number or amount. And this is from, it looks like, Anglo-French, compter, and that means to count. Seven. These numbers probably are really confusing to you. And I think I'm on seven. I don't know. I think that's right. Should we do a count? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, I was right. Okay, it is the third form of counter, verb from the 14th century, starting with transitive 1a, to act in opposition to. Synonym is oppose. 1b, synonyms are offset and nullify, as in tried to counter the trend toward depersonalization. 2, to assert in answer, as in we countered that our warnings had been ignored. And now we have intransitive, to meet attacks or arguments with defensive or retaliatory steps. The etymology says this is from the Anglo-French contra, which means against or opposite, from the Latin contra, akin to the Latin com, which means with or together, and there's more at the prefix co, C-O. 8. The next word is the fourth form of counter, adverb from the 15th century. 1. In an opposite or wrong direction. Oops, you gotta turn around. 2. To or toward a different or opposite direction, result or effect, as in values that run counter to those of society. 9. This is our last word. It is the fifth form of counter. Noun from the 15th century. 1. Synonyms are contrary and opposite. 2. The after portion of a boat from the waterline to the extreme outward swell or stern overhang. 3a. The act of making an attack while parrying one, as in boxing. All right, so let's do that again. The act of making an attack while parrying one. And the example is in boxing, but then also a blow thus given in boxing. So you can counter, so while you're avoiding an attack in boxing, but you also attack at the same time, that is called a counter. You're countering their attack with your attack. But then also the name of when you hit them, a blow thus given in boxing, the hit is called the counter. 3b, an agency or force that offsets, and the synonym is check. 4, a stiffener to give permanent form to a boot or shoe upper around the heel, a shoe upper around the heel. 5, an area within the face of a letter wholly or partly enclosed by strokes. And 6, a football play in which the ball carrier goes in a direction opposite to the movement of the play. That's going to confuse the other team so much. All right, so the words in this episode were count, countable, countdown, countenance, countenance, counter, 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 counter. I think I will pick countdown as the word of the episode because for reasons that I will not tell you. So I think maybe I'll just sing the numbers. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and blast off. All right, that is where I'm ending this, and I'm going to go do some other stuff now. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.